kind of like the guest suite, even though it's not supposed to be his bedroom. It's, he made it his bedroom. If you walk down to the left, my bedroom is on the left as well, and it's, you want me to describe my bedroom?
If you want to.
I mean, if you want me to, I will. It's kind of purple and lavender and very girly. And if you go to my bathroom, it's also kind of pink and purple, but not in a like little Disney character type of way. Kind of just like cool lavender color type of way. And then if you walk through my my bathroom is, I guess I call it my bonus room, which has like couches and TV and stuff for people to hang out, and it's cool. That's about it.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for that. I'll let you take a sip of your coffee here.
Okay, well, it's really hot.
Okay. Yeah, I guess how typical would you say your house is compared to the general house of Roswell?
My house is a little bigger than most people's, and but Roswell's a really wealthy neighborhood, and a lot of people I know live in bigger houses, so it's not like uncommon for, you know, your friends to live in bigger houses, I guess, but a lot of my friends have nice sized homes. Most people have a pretty nice sized home. It wouldn't be like a mansion per se, but it's a little bit out of the ordinary, but it's not incredibly, like, doesn't stick out so much, because, yeah.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
I do. I relate, because I'm not from Roswell, but I'm from the Johns Creek area, so okay. Very similar, right down the road.
Okay, cool.
I guess as a kid, what kind of chores did you have to do around the house? Can you give me a rundown of what you had to do?
Okay. Basically just upkeep my room, which means, you know, vacuum that. You make sure it's, you know, everything's in place. You know, put my dishes up after eating, but really not whole lot other than that. I was kind of spoiled, I'm not gonna lie, but basically not being a slob, you know, just picking up after myself, taking out the trash, but I didn't really have to do any like hard labor or anything like that. It's not like such a press.
Well, that's good. what did you do for fun when you were little, say like middle school and younger?
Okay. Well, I was a dancer when I was little. So, me and my mom enrolled me in dance class, and that's what I did most days a week for fun. Actually, I really liked playing dolls, which is very typical of a girl. I loved Barbies, and I had a lot of, like, girl Barbies, not a lot of Ken Barbies, so there's a lot of single mom Barbies. I had an American Girl doll that I loved and took everywhere with me for like 3 years, and I had a little stuffed teddy bear that was like falling apart, and I put a diaper on it, and I kept, you know, carried that around with me everywhere. And I really liked the Sims game. I played the Sims like nonstop, like 4 hours a day, yeah, when I was like little.
I mean, just for the recording, maybe a brief description of what the Sims game actually is.
Okay, it's basically like playing dolls for older kids and adults. You just make your own like little computer people, and you control their lives, and you build their houses and stuff like that. It's kind of a creative, cool game, and I still kind